This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, as well as seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And both of those are referral lists that we do background checks on companies before they can be a part of that. And then most of those folks you will hear on our show from time to time. But the seniorresourceofcolorado.com is there for our seniors, family members, caregivers, and looking for help with some senior services. And so we are always looking for good companies on that. And if you're in that field and you'd like to know more about it, let me know. You can email me at scott@seniorresourceofcolorado.com. Well, today is a special edition of Your Money Matters with our good friend Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage, and they sponsor this show. And with that, we will say hello to Mr. Rogers. How are
good
you,
afternoon.
Sir? Good
afternoon.
Good to see you.
I understand that you kind of worked a few hours over the last 4 days.
We did. We were at the International Sportsman's Expo from Thursday through Sunday. And while the hours are noon to 8 on Thursday and Friday, and then 10 to 7 on Saturday, and 10 to 5. Though that doesn't sound bad, but
no.
All the preparation, all the things that go into it, and getting your booth in there, getting your stuff out, and all that, it turned into about 4 17-hour days.
So a little bit long. You got a little bit of sleep in there.
A little bit.
With drive time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But we've had a lot of great listeners that listen to the show and mention
I watched you on
guests and
Facebook and stuff, yes.
Different things. So we appreciate all of our faithful listeners coming out for Rush to Reason, as well as Haystack Help Radio. And we had a little technical difficulty on Saturday. We lost our internet, so we couldn't do our Sportsman of Colorado show. But convention center, you get 600 booths in there and all the Wi-Fi stuff. Wow. So, but anyway, Kurt Rogers is with us, and Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. Their number is 720-895-0500. And then Greg Lackey is with us from Accelerated Insurance Group. Greg, how are you, sir?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Hard to believe, man. We made it to the new year and on the other side now. Almost when people say Happy New Year now, when I haven't seen them since the first, that seems like 2 months ago already. You know, it's like, why?
And it's only the 16th.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll get with Greg here in just a minute. But Kurt wanted to talk a little bit about your business and mortgage business there. And it seems like the more and more I ride around, and sometimes I'll flip to different stations or I'll see ads or something, but a lot of people still talking about this mortgage insurance. So educate us a little bit on that.
Mortgage insurance is, the last word kind of tells you it's insurance. And what the lenders are doing are insuring against possible loss. And the number that they came up with many years ago was anything above 80%, the risk starts to get higher. So to insure themselves and still allow people to buy homes or refinance the homes, they'll go above 80%. They just have a factor that they use to charge insurance. In case you default, the lender still gets paid, and this insurance company picks it up.
Okay.
Now, many people think mortgage insurance is charged when you're at 90 or 95%. It's real expensive. One of the things about mortgage insurance is it's going to be above 80%, but if you're at 82 or 85% loan to value, that mortgage insurance is actually pretty small. So sometimes it's a good thing to have because it's better than going maybe a conventional loan without the mortgage insurance and paying a higher rate.
Okay.
So you just kind of determine. Mortgage insurance is not tax deductible. So it's not, it used to be, but it's no longer. So it doesn't give you any benefit there, but it allows you to bring less cash and still be able to buy the house you may want to buy.
So there are times where we have no choice. We have to have it.
Yeah, and you look at it this way. If you're able to, let's say, put 5% down or 3% down, but you can buy that home, and homes are appreciating at anywhere from conservatively 6% to 9%, within a couple of years, that insurance can go away. So, but you got the house. You're able to own a piece of property and start to appreciate the value that the house gives you. So paying a little bit now because you don't have the cash is actually a good idea because you can start making some money.
Gotcha.
So it is a good idea.
Okay.
There are times like that.
And then how do you figure out the cost of it again?
That's a great
So we can understand it.
The simplest way I can explain it is if you get a loan with, at let's say, 90% loan to value, and you decide you don't want mortgage insurance, your rate will be, let's say, 4.75. If you decide you want mortgage insurance, it's 3.75. So when you're factoring in the cost of that mortgage insurance, look at the comparison in the payments. And normally it's 1 to 1.5% higher. Now, again, if you don't have the money, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Take the 3.75, pay the mortgage insurance, and move on. But sometimes you got to reconsider and say, do I really want to pay that extra percent to have mortgage insurance versus putting it in the rate?
Right.
So you got to look at, you got to understand how both those numbers go. You shouldn't automatically say, well, it's got mortgage insurance, I don't want it. That's not necessarily true, because it might be beneficial for you and cost you less per month. But you need to look at both ways, because the lenders will go up to 97% loan to value with no mortgage insurance. But there's a cost for that. It's not free, because you don't have all the money down.
Right.
Or you're trying to refinance. Okay. Because you got mortgage insurance before and you now want to get rid of it, because that's what you see a lot of people advertising. You see everybody says, get rid of your mortgage insurance and refinance now, and you can do that. And what they're talking about is most people might have got into an FHA. FHA mortgage insurance is normally pretty heavy. Well, if you get rid of that, you can actually raise your rate by a point and still pay a whole lot less. So that's what people are trying to say. There's a way to, even if you increase your rate, to save yourself $100, $200, $300 a month, because the mortgage insurance is now gone.
Right. And the main thing is, when you are looking around at through all this, you've got to have somebody like yourself that's very knowledgeable in this, so you can explain all that. And I'm just thinking that a lot of places probably aren't quite as good and as knowledgeable and up on things like that to educate us.
I'm not here to pick on anybody, but there's many companies that they're just... They're like a factory, like a McDonald's, you know, bang in. Here's this. They don't want to go too deep, either say yes to this one, say yes to this one, but they won't explain it.
Right.
And there's so many other different type of options to actually get a loan and not even have mortgage insurance and still go to 90, 95% loan to value. There's other ways to do that that we can show you. But you need to see what those are and understand all the risk that goes with each one of them.
Right. 720-895-0500. Again, for all your mortgage needs, Kurt and his team will help you out there at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Well, as I mentioned, Greg Lackey is with us, and Greg's with Accelerated Insurance Group, and we talk a lot about health care when Greg is with us. You know, it's been pretty quiet with all these different sexual harassment things going on, man. We hadn't even heard about health care in about 3 months, it sounds like. But, Greg, what's been different from the last time we met in your field?
Well, I think it was quiet for some. I mean, for us, you know, moving to the 45.
Oh, the open enrollment.
Yeah,
and all the
45-day window. You know, that I think that's presented the challenge, not only for brokers, but also for insurance companies.
And first of all, you think about that. That makes no sense to me, to give a 45-day window for every, because, I mean, this isn't something where I call you and it takes 3 to 5 minutes for you to do. I mean, it takes a long time for an agent to look through things, look at the doctor's prescriptions, all the different things. I mean, there could be several hours into one call.
There can be. And you know, what also has happened is, due to the reduction of carriers and, you know, that has probably cut down on a lot of work on our end. There's not like there's a lot of choice anymore. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when it gets into looking up doctors or looking up a prescript, you know, how that's going to be covered, there's not a lot of choice. You know, I mean, the first question is do you want Kaiser?
Right.
Because they're going to be, you know, when it comes to premium, they're going to be towards the bottom. They're, you know, Bright Health was a company that competes with them in premium. So, you know, you look at those two options and you go, okay, Kaiser, these are your facilities, Bright Health, these are your facilities. And there's no ifs, ands, buts about it. I mean, this is what it is. So, you know, from that side of things, as far as options, those options have just gotten really limited.
Right. But do you see the customer kind of like in our case, when we have 45 days to, we get to relook at what's out there. And the first thing that will happen, like we ask, is, okay, what's it moved up to? Depending on who we pick, depending on what our deductible is. And those are the things that, I don't know if you agree, that slows people down from being able to make that decision. And such, how do I budget that it went up 20, 30%?
Yeah. or 30 or 40%. Yes. I mean, again, I think that takes the air out of people initially until they can kind of sit back and, to your point, look at their budget and go, okay, what can I afford? And, and again, you know, you're seeing people due to affordability, you know, having to move to higher deductible plans.
Yep.
And just, again, you know, how do I continue to deal with these escalating costs?
They just keep going up. Now, from my understanding, they've eliminated the individual mandate. Okay. When does that go into effect, one, and what does it accomplish for the average consumer?
Well, it doesn't go into effect till 2019.
Okay.
That's the first thing. So, you know, how is it going to affect the consumer? I mean, that's a great question. I think we've seen, you know, the argument is that you're going to take more healthy risk out of the market, which means the exchanges, or, you know, if you're buying individual plans, if you take healthy risk away from that group and you're leaving more adverse risk, then, you know, cost is just going to continue to go up. That is the debate. But, you know, I look at it and go, okay, we had the individual mandate prior to November 1, and the cost went up 30 to 40%. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, how much more can it go before people just say, I just can't do it. I got to take the risk. Because, I mean, you had a story last year where somebody went from like $1,300, $1,400 up to $2,800 with a family of four or something. It was astronomical, the increase for these folks.
We had family in Colorado Springs. But when you look at their total premium, family of four, and they do have specific needs in regard to providers. And, you know, their net out-of-pocket premium plus deductibles, and they'll hit those deductibles because of their pre-existing conditions, they're going to look at about $42,000.
That's net. You remember that. Correct. That's net.
That's net.
That means we got to gross about $60,000 just for the health care.
Just
forget eating,
healthcare.
For getting house payment.
Right.
Yeah, so you start.
Right. So, you know, someone will say, well, you know, let's say you make $140,000, $150,000. That sounds like a lot of money. Well, not necessarily.
No.
That's why, you know, benefits on a job, I mean, if you have them.
That's worth
a
fortune.
It's
worth
very fortunate.
Yeah. But again, you have to understand, too, that someone's still paying that cost.
Right.
You know, and how long is that? How long can they continue to do that? I don't know.
What do you think about, if you put your forecasting glasses on, we're not going to go down in 19 in premium, probably, are we?
I don't see how.
Yeah.
I don't see how that's even possible. Because, again, you're seeing healthy risk leave the marketplace to move into, you know, whether it's a limited benefit plan, you know, the Christian plans that are out there. We've talked about MediShare. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. But, you know, that's an example where people can, you know, save a lot of money. I mean, if you're 60 years old, married, just the two of you, you probably can save $1,000 a month. You
well,
know, moving to
we
MediShare.
Were talking about it before. That it was a 60% savings on my bill by just me moving over.
Yeah,
that's
so
substantial.
It's 12 grand. I mean, so plus your deductible is less.
Yeah, it went down.
You know,
and
now,
I get to pick anybody who's carrying it, and it's surprisingly enough, there's a lot of people.
It's a PPO network.
Yeah. So it so far, I like the program. Mm-hmm. I'm saving money. I know what my deductible is. It's less than what it was before. I know I got to pay that up front. But after that, I got a health savings account. After that, okay, I'm good.
Yeah. No, I mean, and because of the plans, like I said, are medically underwritten, there'll be some exclusions for, you know, some people that need the health insurance and are looking at the cost going, well, I can't afford an ACA, but then on the MediShare, I could get, you know, I could have a waiver on, you know, what my pre-ex might be for a certain amount of time.
Right.
And so they're stuck. You know, what do they do? And I don't have an answer. I wish I did.
Wow. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Greg Lackey's our guest with Accelerated Insurance Group. If you've got any questions or comments, we'll open up the phone lines, 303-477-5600. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
The feds have raised mortgage loan limits. This allows you to take out cash at lower rates and pay off that high interest rate debt, or do that home improvement that you keep putting off, which will increase your value even more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of you have taken out a mortgage or loans with mortgage insurance. With these new loan limits, you can refinance now and stop worrying about the second mortgage being increased as rates continue to go up, or refinance your home up to 95% of its value and eliminate the mortgage insurance payment. Did you know that having a mortgage insurance payment is like raising your rate 1 to 1.5%? Put that $200, $300, $400 of MI in your pocket, not the bank's. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. With these new loan limits, you can now purchase more home at lower rates, all without mortgage insurance. AIM has been your locally owned and operated neighbor since 2001. Online paperless applications, close quickly, get the respect you deserve. 720-895-0500. Take AIM now and see the difference. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. And because we know that your pet will have many different needs throughout its life, we offer complete pet care services every day, all at one location. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care, surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or toys, we are here for your pet 7 days a week. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we know that you want the very best for your pet, which is why you can count on us to provide top-notch care in everything we do. We are certified with the highest rankings by the American Animal Hospital Association and hold a gold star rating with the Better Business Bureau. You and your pet can visit us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more about us by visiting our website at lonetreevet.com or just give us a call at 303-708-8050.
Snow's coming, and at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, we have over 150 pre-owned trucks and SUVs on sale right now. We made a special purchase and will wholesale to the public. 4x4 starting at just $59.95, so come visit us. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at lynnlylechevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, Kurt's number and his crew over there, 720-895-0500. And if you've got any kind of mortgage questions, too, you can certainly call about those as well. But Greg Lackey is our guest from Accelerated Insurance Group and talking a little bit about our health care.
You had brought it up earlier, Scott, about this short window. What kind of challenges does that give to the insurance companies?
Well, again, you're trying to move millions of people, you know, through a system in such a short period of time. So if you're an insurance carrier, obviously you're going to have to hire a lot of people to take applications, process data or enter data, and then meet, you know, the expectations of the consumer, which is to have a new ID card on January 1 or, you know, whatever that might be.
And they might not start on November 15th.
Correct. And, you know, and we what I noticed this year in particular was the amount of misinformation that was being given. So when someone would call a carrier and then they would call us back and say, well, they said this, said that, and you're like, well, that's not accurate. And it began to dawn on me that, hey, look, they're talking to people that are that you know, whether it's Blue Cross or any of these carriers, they've probably had to hire on a temporary basis.
Right.
And in all fairness to everyone involved, you can't expect that person to understand, you know, everything that's taking place. And sometimes people want to, you know, they want to please, and so they say things that really end up kind of making it a lot more difficult. So, you know, the group market too. You know, we moved a lot of people over onto the group side because of costs this year, and you know, that's been a real challenge in getting people their ID cards and so forth. But again, you've got to remember, the insurance carriers have all these individual apps coming in, then they got group apps, and everyone's trying to get to a January 1 effective date because of calendar year deductibles. And, you know, as we continue down this road, if we do, that'll kind of sort itself out because people just auto-renew into plans, and maybe that won't be as big of an issue.
The small group, let's talk about that a minute, because something that I think a lot of people don't know is you can qualify as a small group with just the owner of the company and one employee. It can't be a spouse for my...
Can't be related.
But if they're a W-2 employee, you can get the same benefits as someone that has, what, up to 90? Or
absolutely.
Up to 90 employees or something like that, which can save you a lot of money.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing in there is, you know, depending upon, you know, the carrier and their participation requirements, you know, that could be a factor. I know, like with Kaiser as an example, they don't have a participation requirement. So if you've got you and say four other employees and three of them get their insurance elsewhere, that will not
affect you
from writing a group plan. And those costs this year were less than if you went into the individual market, which just tells you that the individual market, it's unsustainable.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. And again, I marvel at the politics behind all this because, you know, in the guy that's in the office right now wasn't there when all this was taking place.
Right.
And now he's taking a lot of the heat, you know, whether it's the individual mandate. You know, I heard people say the 45-day window was his. No.
It's not his.
No.
He didn't do any of that.
No. The individual mandate, you know, again, I don't know how much that will really impact. Because the penalty for the individual for not carrying health insurance was so minimal that people didn't want to carry it, weren't carrying it anyway.
Right. Which is the people, I mean, if you go back to when this thing all started, it was designed to take the younger, healthier people, put them into the plan, and their money would pick up some of the older folks that need
They were trying to force
everyone
into the market is what they were doing. But the penalty was so little that, I mean, a person looking at it goes, well, do I want to pay, you know, $400 a month for a health care policy that I don't use?
Or pay a $2,000 penalty.
Or a $400 penalty for the year.
Yeah. And they're like, I'll pay the penalty and move on.
Yeah, I'll pay the penalty and move on.
But the alternative, and we've talked about this before, is it seems like some folks in Washington want to do a one-payer system.
I think that's going to be the real interesting debate come 2020. Or even 2018, the midterms. I think it's going to be on the table. Now, whether or not there's enough momentum, you know, to run with it, I don't know. But, I mean, if you take a guy like Bernie Sanders, he's going to say, yeah, let's go.
Correct.
And then it's going to get really interesting.
Yes.
Because then, you know, in people that are on group policies that now kind of have, you know, we got a United Healthcare group plan and you can see the doctors you want, you'll be moving to a one payer also. It's just, you're not going
to
be excluded on this deal. So I think it will bring up a lot of intriguing rhetoric.
Well, in Colorado, it was, what, a year and a half ago, they tried to pass it, and it got voted against soundly.
Right. Now, the question I have is there's so much anti-Trump movement out there with those same people just vote in spite of him for it. I don't know. I don't know, but I think it's a very...
Because the cost of it, if we think what they're talking about now with ACA is high, cost of the one payer is just going to...
Well, you get your cost shift. I mean, it's not a premium payment you're making now; it's a tax payment.
That's right. In Colorado's, it was 10%.
Right. It you know, everything shifts. It's not. No, I'm not. I don't have a premium, but your costs are going to be paid differently. It'll be paid in the form of taxes.
Yeah.
So, what's the window of time right now? Someone's listening to us. They haven't done anything. They didn't do anything there before to get that January 1st date. What's the window of time right now to still be able to get health care?
They're done. They're done. Unless you have a qualifying event of some sort where, you know, you're coming off a COBRA, as an example. You've had a plan through a group and your COBRA is expiring. Maybe you've moved here from another state. Maybe there's been a divorce, you know, a child is added, you know, there's like 11 events that would allow you to go buy a plan today. But if you don't fit into one of those categories, and those categories have gotten a lot tighter.
Right.
Or I should say they are being, they're being... The law is being held into effect on that. Where before they were very loose with it,
mm-hmm.
and now that's not the case because the carriers have. I think they've screamed so much for, "Hey, you got to protect us from these people that supposedly have a qualifying event."
Now, let's say somebody falls down some stairs and they hurt themselves, but they had no insurance before then. Would that be a qualifying event?
No.
Because they had no insurance.
Yeah, if you don't have insurance today, your next opportunity to buy it, unless you have a qualifying event, would be November of next year for January 1 effective date. Now, with that said, MediShare, you could move into a plan today.
With a qualifying event.
No, you can just move into MediShare today.
At any time.
And what about the small group thing with the
small group? You could start a small group, yes.
Okay.
But a small group has to be a business?
It gets back to what Scott was saying.
So you create an LLC. A bunch of people to work.
You would have to, you know, you've got to have a
legitimate business.
Right. Yeah. And they're gonna look back on
what are you doing?
Right. And when did you start this? I mean, if you just say, "Hey, I started the business now,"
you're going to go, "Wait a minute."
Yeah, the carrier is going to be a little bit more restrictive on that.
Well, real quick before our break, we were talking a little bit before we came on air about cash prices and getting that. And it is. I remember last year one time, Victoria, my wife, had a prescription, and she heard someone next to her say something about they didn't have. And it was like a couple of bucks, you know. And then they're saying, "Oh yeah, if you don't have insurance, you know, it was like $8. If you got insurance, it's $80, whatever." And it's just like, but none of these places want to give you what a cash price will be.
Yeah, I mean, they're starting to become more transparent, you know. With that, I know for an example, I've got to go in and have meniscus repair here in a week. And I was on their website yesterday looking at the surgery center, and if you don't carry health insurance, they actually list a cash price for, you know, probably 30, 40 different procedures that are done there at that particular surgery center. But again, that's if you don't have insurance. If you have insurance...
You don't get that option.
You don't get that option, which...
It's a double edge. You can't win either way.
Yeah, it kind of defeats it because it's actually less in my particular deal to, if I didn't have insurance. Because again, you got to factor out the premium I pay monthly.
Sure.
Plus, the cost is more with insurance, and it just doesn't
make sense.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
like you said before, that's why it's going to implode because of that gap.
The whole thing's got no way. Yeah,
to sustain itself.
When you took away the ability for insurance companies to analyze risk, you know, Kurt, just like you started off this show today talking about
risk.
Mortgage insurance and risk, and you said, you know, depending upon where the loan to value is and so forth. They're analyzing risk. Right. When you told the health industry, you no longer can analyze risk, you have to take everyone, they're no longer an insurance company. I mean, common sense would have told you then, this won't work. Because you've completely defeated the business principles of insurance. So here we are. We're telling the insurance companies, you have to take everyone. And now where do we go?
To a break. Let us all take a drink of water. Yeah. All right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Greg Lackey is our guest from Accelerate Insurance Group. We'll be right back.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
I was in a car accident and I was hurt. Bad. My life was instantly turned upside down. I can't work. My insurance company is not treating me like family, like the commercial said they would. My car was totaled. I had some savings, but all of that is gone now. And on top of all of this, the person who hit me didn't have insurance at all. I don't know what to do.
After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law. He will answer all of your questions. Kevin Flesh will help you to determine if you're entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. And he has the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. Call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 to find out how he can help you get the compensation that you deserve. That's Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Call now to get your life turned back around.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Kurt, there's just a time you feel like a couple little beats there. You feel like it's the right time to come in there. You got to listen to it for
there
a
it
second.
Is.
Yeah. Kurt Rogers is with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. And also Greg Lackey from Accelerated Insurance Group, talking a little bit about our health care and how smoothly it's running. Yeah.
It's just moving right on down the road. Now, you've been with us many times. We've talked about health care a lot, but you also, because you and I have talked about other types of insurance, you do quite a few other types of insurance, homeowners insurance and car insurance. First question I'd like to ask, car insurance seems to kind of be going a little whacked. Is that because of Colorado? What's causing some of that?
Well, I mean, there's two things that I'm noticing on auto policies that are really, really going up, and that's liability, and the second thing's collision. You know, and so if you look at your, you know, you look at your renewal or your policy, you know, they'll break those costs out. But those two areas have jumped drastically, and I don't see it coming down either. I mean, I don't see that moving.
Is that moving because of how many people have moved into Colorado, or are there certain counties that are better than others?
Well, again, you're always rated based on a zip code.
Right.
So, you know, as the actuaries take into account, you know, particular zip codes, is there higher risk, so forth, obviously that'll affect premium. You know, as I talk to underwriters about this, you know, there's a lot of different factors that are making rates go up. I mean, obviously, you know, the number of people that have moved into Colorado, our infrastructure is a challenge. I mean, you know, I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to figure that out. You know, the other big challenge is distracted drivers. You know, one out of every four accidents right now is a distracted driver.
Wow.
And talking to Kevin Flesh, our personal injury attorney, he says 25% of people, so one out of four, we're sitting in an intersection, three cars around us. One will not have insurance, 25%. The other 25% is underinsured. So you got a pretty good shot of...
And then one of them is on a cell phone.
Yeah.
Right. So you got one guy or one person sitting there. He's fine. He's got to worry about these other three.
You know, they used to go out and, you know, when there was an accident, they would measure skid marks to see how fast the person was traveling, to get an idea, you know, what happened. Now there's no skid marks. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, they're distracted, and it's just, boom, you're right on top of someone. So with that said, obviously if I'm going at a higher rate of speed and I can't even hit the brakes, the chances of there being more damage have increased significantly.
And more cost, and as the costs go up. Now, there's always this rumor or myth, whether it's true or not, I don't know. Because of insurance claims in other areas of the country, insurance companies raise their rates here.
Now,
whether that's car or home.
Yeah, it's mostly state-related is how they're going to, you know, measure that risk. I mean, rates here are going to be a little different than other states.
Okay.
Some of that's due to law, you know, what's required. Like you go to Kansas, you know, they don't have uninsured, underinsured. They have personal injury protection. They give PIP. And here in the state of Colorado, we have uninsured
motors.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, there's talk about smart devices. Insurance companies looking at those, and explain what they are and how they work and why the insurance companies like them.
I think it's going to become more of a norm. You know, right now you got a lot of people that are uncomfortable with, you know, an insurance company maybe tracking driving habits or what time of day you're driving. Or just collecting that data in general. But what the smart devices are set up really to do, I think, is make drivers, or when you get behind that wheel, you're a little bit more cognizant of, hey, I've got this thing that's watching me, or supposedly watching me, and therefore I might be a little bit more alert to my surroundings. I think it's more of a psychology attempt on the insurance carrier than anything else. And if you I have a carrier that I use personally, and you know, whenever I see these things, you know, being presented, I usually try to be the first one to go use it.
Right.
That way I can talk to my customers about, hey, I've been down this road. I've got an idea, and I can show you bills, or I can show you things personally. And I've forgotten that device is in my car. Because after a while, you just tune it out.
It's like, you know, once you get a ticket for speeding, or you get a ticket for a stop sign, or running a red light with these cameras, you may not think you did it, but the picture kind of shows that you did. You remember, yeah, maybe I did that. Next time you come to that intersection, I promise you, you're paying attention,
and if that light changes,
you're stopping.
Yeah,
because you don't want to go through it again. Or you make sure you're stopping at stop signs, or you're watching your speed limits more. That'll last for a period of time. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden you quit. So this device is not designed necessarily to gather the information to penalize you. It's actually designed to help you, the way it sounds, to make it easier. And insurance companies are giving you a break.
Yeah, they'll immediately discount that policy, you know, by 10%, a lot of them. So, and they'll continue to give you even a deeper discount if you maintain a device for a certain period of time. It just depends upon the carrier. And, you know, again, we work as a broker, so we represent a lot of these companies, and each and every one of them have their own different set of underwriting guidelines. And in how long that device, you know, they wanted you to keep it and so forth. But to me, it's well worth the discount.
Yeah, sure. Talk about some of the other important parts that we should look at on our auto policy, things that we need to pay attention to a little bit.
I think you just mentioned it earlier.
Yeah.
Uninsured, underinsured, mm-hmm. you know.
And MedPay. That's a good one, right?
MedPay is important because MedPay's cheap. It doesn't cost a lot.
And it's money. Correct me if I'm wrong. You don't have to pay back.
Correct.
I love that.
It's a cheap way of having dollars applied to a medical expense is really what it gets down to. But to me, it's liability on an insurance policy. You can replace a car. You might not like it, but you can do it. Liability, though, when you get into a lawsuit that could be hundreds of thousands of dollars, that becomes more of a challenge. Here's a prime example. If you look at a liability policy, you know, it's going to have 100, 300. What does that mean?
Uh-huh.
Okay? That means if you're involved in an accident and you're held responsible, there's $100,000 available per person. $300,000 available per occurrence. Okay, so $100,000 for a person, but then $300,000 per occurrence. You can never go over that 100. So if you got five people in a car, four people in a car, there's only go up to 100, but then there's a total of 300 for that occurrence. But there's also another property damage. And I see this so often. I see people carrying minimum limits on property damage. Have you ever been over to one of the local dealerships and seen what the price of vehicles are nowadays? So if you're carrying $15,000 of property damage coverage and you run into a 2018 Tahoe, you might be a little short.
I saw a truck at the International Sportsman's Expo, 3,500 diesel truck. It was $73,000.
$15,000 won't cover a Corolla, new Corolla.
No.
Corolla,
no,
or Honda Civic.
Yeah, and so, you know, the liability I think is just extremely important. I have a very good friend that I play a lot of golf with. It's a lawyer here in town and tries a lot of these cases. And when I first got in this business, he grabbed me and he said, "Greg," he said, "if you do one thing for your customers, talk to them about liability." Mm-hmm. He said, "It's the most important piece on that piece of paper," and he goes, "and just tell them that if you want to know where your liability limits should be, it should be 1.5 times higher than your assets."
Right.
And that's a pretty good rule of thumb, I believe.
And this is really why I warn against doing things like this just on the internet. Because you know what? In brokers, I mean, we work with GIA, you guys got your deal and things. But, I mean, it's something that you're going to ask us questions that we may not think about. And if we want to turn it down, at least we got offered, you know. But for somebody just to make you think about it. And like you said, a lot of these extra coverages, towing, rental, little things like that, are cheap.
They're very inexpensive. And again, I think the advantage to our business versus, you know, just calling and buying a policy, whether it's online or, you know, over the phone, whatever it might be, is service, is answering questions. And not having to, you know, the thing that I dislike the most anymore is all the prompts I have to go through in order to talk to someone.
No kidding.
And in a time of a need, that's the last thing you want to be doing.
Yeah, and you and I both agree the same thing. I want to ask you questions as the consumer so I can give you ideas because that's my responsibility. I want you to ask me questions so I can find out what fits you the best. Same thing with insurance. You don't go to a doctor when they're going to do a surgery and not ask and continue to ask. That doesn't offend the doctor. But you need to know those answers before you decide to make a decision. Because if you don't, you're going to make the wrong decision like this liability, and it can come back and bite you. Because if you ain't got enough, they're coming at you from another angle to get that money.
Yeah. And, you know, the uninsured, underinsured, which you said earlier about, you know, 25%, 20%, whatever it might be, people being uninsured, and the other 20 being underinsured. I actually think those rates are probably, or percentages are even a little higher than that.
Yep. Greg Lackey is with us from Accelerate Insurance Group. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. When we come back, there's a term we all hear in insurance sometimes, and it's called an umbrella policy. So let's, Greg, when we come back, let's talk about that and clear that up for us. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Lynn-Lyle Chevrolet is having its year-end clearance sale on all new 2017 Chevrolets. Other Chevy dealers are offering 20% off. We're going to top that. We're offering 30% off on new Chevrolets. Lynn-Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at lynnlylechevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, if you have any mortgage needs whatsoever, give them a call, 720-895-0500. Greg Lackey's with us from Accelerate Insurance Group, talking a little bit about health care and then other insurances as well, as far as auto and all things, Greg. And I mentioned before the break, umbrella policy. You hear that term quite a bit. So should most of us have an umbrella policy, or how do we decide if we need to have that in some way?
Again, I think it gets back to that rule of thumb, 1.5 times your assets. You know, underlying auto policies, depending upon the carrier, will normally go up to about $500,000 is where they'll go. Anything above that's going to require an umbrella. Now, we do have companies that will only insure homes, say, over $750,000 or $1 million. I mean, they're looking for high-end customers. Their underlying policies will go up to $1 million. But for the most part, you know, your State Farms, your Travelers, those people are right around $500,000. So, you know, what's the cost? What's the average cost of a home in Denver right now?
$381,250. I just did a
roughly.
Yeah, okay. Roughly. I just happened to know that one.
So there's an asset right there. If you own a home, $380,000 is your average. So if you've got $500,000 in liability on a policy and you own a $380,000 home, you probably ought to consider an umbrella to get that above. Wow. So, it's a very cheap way of adding additional dollars in case of need, you know, because a lot of times those umbrellas, you know, again, depending upon how many vehicles, drivers, youthful drivers, so forth, but you're probably, you know, neighborhood of $250 a year, $300 a year, maybe.
Is that a point, youthful drivers you mentioned? When you're adding a teenager on getting their license, and I would probably say especially male. It seems like the females get a little bit better deal.
They do.
Yeah, I think they're a third of what a male would pay at 17.
Are there things we should look at as parents of, you know, adding a little, either a little more insurance or what?
You know, the common mistake that I see, and I think it's a mistake, is you have a 24-year-old or a 25-year-old, and it's not like health insurance where you're trying to keep them necessarily on a policy.
Right.
The quicker I think you can move them onto their own, now again, it's going to raise your premium a little bit because their cost by themselves is going to cost you a little bit more. But what you have done is you have separated them from, in case they're in an accident, mm-hmm. that they create, that they can't come back on you.
If they're on their own policy.
If they're on their own policy, right. They can only go after them.
So paying a little bit now can save you
right.
lots.
That's where I see, you know, and I explain that to people. Hey, look, you know, here's the issue. Yeah, you're saving a few dollars on premium, but you've really increased your risk of asset protection on your end.
Right.
And you're better off putting them on their own. And that way, if something did happen, they're just coming after them. Now, with that said, don't put them on a policy that carries minimum liability limits. I mean, get their liability up. It's not going to cost you a lot to do that. Just get their liability up and let them start establishing an insurance score of their own. Because when they start to look at other carriers, a carrier is going to look back and say, what liability limits did they carry? And if they see that their liability limits are up there high, they're going to say, you know what, we'll accept that risk. We like that risk, and we'll give them a premium according.
Because they understand that the child or the parent understands risk and is trying to hedge some of that risk.
Correct.
So they're more mature about what they're buying.
Exactly. You know, you know, if you have a lapse in an insurance policy, I mean that's you're going to get a pretty good surcharge wherever you try to go to buy, you know, a policy. I always see people trying to, you know, again, if they're trying to shop on premium, which I get that, but don't sacrifice coverage or don't sacrifice assets to save $100. I mean, best advice I ever got: some guy telling me, whenever you're trying to save 100, it'll cost you 2.
Yep. 1,000, usually. No, I'm
kidding. It'll come back to you.
It always comes back to get you.
Now, you had brought up earlier that you're a broker. You shop around, okay? Ramsey talks about that. One of his most favorite things that people will save money on is, you know, take your lunch to work and things like that. But using an insurance broker, why is that more important for the average consumer than using maybe just one agent?
Because I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't go about it where I've got a quota from a particular insurance company that I've got to sell X amount of this or X amount of that. I have none of that. What I do is take your information and start talking to you about what is it you're trying to protect? What are we trying to do here? And then I go out and try to find a company that matches your needs. And we try to do it at a premium that over the year. You figure, you know, if you're, you know, how long are you going to have insurance in your life, whether it's auto or home? If you drive an auto, you're going to have it for that many years.
Yes.
So, you know, if you can save, you know, $800,000 a year, I mean, over a 30, 40-year period, that's a pretty good chunk of change that you have saved and not given to an insurance company. And as a broker, we just take that information and go out and match, you know, what your needs are.
Yeah, you're going to try to find the right company that matches that, because everybody, the same thing with healthcare. You said at the beginning, Kaiser or this Bright Health, which one fits because of what you're asking for?
Yeah, what are you looking to do? And, you know, how can we best serve your needs is really what it gets down to.
What's the best number to reach you, Greg?
303-625-9538. Again, 303-625-9538.
All right, and that's Greg Lackey with Accelerate Insurance Group. Kurt talked a little bit about mortgages early on, so a little disclosure, sir.
Affordable interest mortgage, 7400 East Arapahoe Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate, Equal Credit Lender, and our NMLS number is 298191. And our phone number is 720-895-0500.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio. Once again, be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, as well as seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And everyone have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.